Aha! Nice work, you found me. But I'm not a chocolate Easter egg. I'm a human being that will now deliver you tech news. What fun. This is stupid.
Yeah, faster!
Unfortunately, LG and their fans aren't having so great of an Easter Monday because the company just officially announced it is closing down its mobile division. The news comes after months of speculation that LG would do this very thing, but it's still hitting the tech world pretty hard as everyone remembers the few phones LG made that were actually good. I've never used one, so I'm just reading the script.
The V30?
Sure, if you say so. LG says exiting the phone industry would allow the company to focus on other things that it's better at, like TVs, smart homes, AI, EVs, you know, other tech industries that haven't yet been fully dominated by Google, Apple, and Samsung. LG's mobile division will continue to operate until their current phone inventory is gone. So your LG Wing isn't a brick just yet, and it never will be. It's got two rotating screens. If it's a brick, it's the coolest brick ever.
It's a moving brick.
You could do it out of GameCubes.
Okay, let's do that.
User information from 533 million Facebook accounts was leaked online for free on Saturday. It's just another Saturday, really. The material leaked over the weekend was part of a database that was published in January. And some noob leaked it for free when good hardworking hackers paid handsomely for the same information. It's just disrespectful. Kind of like Facebook saying this leak isn't a big deal because it's old data. So like, whatever, man. Security experts are saying that while there are other types of data like full names, email addresses, and dates of birth in the dump, it's primarily made of phone numbers, including Mark Zuckerberg's number. That's awesome. One of Mark's numbers. He's gotta have more than one phone, probably. So anyway, check if you've been pwned using haveibeenpwned.com. Watch out for spam calls and texts. I get those all the time, I hate them. Use a two-factor authentication app instead of using text messages.
I'm gonna get more spam now.
And so on. This is the CRA. We are calling about
a lawsuit filed under your name.
Get this all the time. Dark patterns, a term that refers to manipulative techniques that can trick users into agreeing to hidden terms, are in the news after a recent New York Times report. The New York Times found that Donald Trump's 2016 election campaign continued withdrawing millions of dollars from the bank accounts of supporters who had made a one-time donation.
One time.
Oh. It's one time every month.
Oh, gotcha.
A senior citizen who donated $500 found out later the campaign had withdrawn $3,000. And another supporter discovered their $990 contribution had turned into $8,000. The campaign reportedly achieved this by hiding pre-checked checkboxes agreeing to a recurring donation within a giant block of text. And baby, that's one dark pattern. Why is that funny? Hopefully, these tactics won't survive much longer. A few weeks ago, California passed a law that would ban the use of dark patterns. Yeah, that's California. What about Colorado or any other states? And it seems like the other states might follow their example, because the only people who are allowed to swindle old people out of their money are gold diggers and grandchildren. That's it.
Get to the back of the line!
Now it's time for Quick Bits, which is actually what it's called. Linus always calls it something else. Brought to you by Vincero, maker of sustainable, high-quality timepieces that fit a variety of budgets. Speaking of which, they're currently having their spring upgrade sale, with up to 30% off and free shipping on everything they sell. And it ain't just watches, buddy. The new wallet, bracelet, and blue light glasses collections are on sale as well. The sale discount is automatically applied at checkout with no code required, and the sale ends April 12th. So get them savings and click the link below. Why do you write like this?
To get them savings!
I need a drink of water. I never thought bits could be so quick. Truly amazing stuff.
Wow.
It's like a breakfast cereal, quick bits.
Stop it.
A beta version of the Windows app for Microsoft's xCloud streaming service has been discovered through RG AdGuard. Okay. A site that scrapes the Microsoft Store for download links. So you can try it now if you think the idea of playing Xbox on PC is mind-blowing. I'm not that mind-blown. You'd think that xCloud would come to Windows, the OS made by Microsoft, sooner. But Microsoft isn't like these other tech giants. They don't play favorites. What they do play is still unclear.
We're trying to figure it out.
Amazon has admitted that, fine, yes, their drivers pee in the odd bottle once in a while, okay? To be fair though, this is an issue that affects many driving-related occupations, including Uber, Lyft, and delivery drivers. I don't want my Uber driver peeing in the car that I'm-
There was pee in the car the whole time!
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Of course, this wouldn't be so much of a scandal if Amazon didn't tweet, "You don't really believe the peeing in bottles thing, do you?"
Oh, come on.
And then they apologized for that?
Yep.
Oh boy. Moving on. The new Hummer General Motors announced last week is electric, and that's cool, but what's even cooler is the fact that it has a crab walk feature that allows it to drive diagonally, like a fire truck.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, they can do that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's cool. Other cars driven by chumps have to parallel park, while the EV Hummer can slide into the spot, like its driver, who is super cool, slides into DMs. It can't go sideways,
no,
can it?
No, just diagonally. That's too few days, but...
PC gamers with an NVIDIA GPU have found that Outriders, the online-only loot shooter that just launched, can be paused using NVIDIA's Ansel screenshot capturing feature while playing as single player. This is interesting, but what's more interesting is the fact that Outriders, a game that looks like a less classy, desaturated Destiny 2, this is hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
Not mine. I don't play any of those games. Launched as one of the biggest co-op games ever on Steam.
It looks lame.
But hang on, could you not pause before?
No, because it's online, you can't pause it.
But it's a single player game. Who cares if you pause or not?
It's MMO. It's like Destiny.
I don't know what Destiny.
Move to the next one,
Karen. All right. Apparently this is a big deal. And scientists at Queen Mary University of London have figured out how to collect environmental DNA, or eDNA, from the air. With this technology, detectives wouldn't even have to wait for suspects to return to the scene of the crime. They'll already have their DNA.
Bam!
Case closed. Go home, Batman. You're a funny-looking, less cool Punisher anyway.
Whoa.
Oh, them's fighting words as well.
Batman's
I'm just reading the prompter.
I can't believe you said that.
It's time for us to go home, too. Come back on Wednesday for more tech news. We'll do a better job of hiding it next time.
You'll
hiding what?
Find it.
Hiding what?
The tech news.
Oh, it's an Easter egg. It's an Easter egg hunt. Yeah.
All right.
It's all come full circle.
Cut it.